This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3842, for Tuesday, the 25th of April, 2023. Today's show is entitled, What's in My Bag Series. It is part of the series What's in My Toolkit. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 32 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this episode, I go through the contents of the bag I take to work.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. The HPR team have gone to a great deal of effort to slimline the process and make it relatively easy to contribute to a podcast, so you know, if you've got any ideas or any burning things you want to produce, then you can just pick up your tablet, your phone, a PC if you've got one, and record a show and send it in. It's really easy. And if you're stuck for ideas, you can do like me, as I did this time, because I couldn't think of something on short notice, and look in the section of the website called, what's it called, Giving Shows or something. And then there's a whole series of topics, of ideas, of requested topics. That's it, requested topics, isn't it? And I came across one I haven't actually done before, and it's part of a series. There's a whole slew of them that's been done in the past by various people. And it's What's in My Bag? So that's what I'm going to cover today. So this is actually, just to let you know, it's the 24th of December, day before Christmas, and I just had a wee bit of spare time, so that's why I thought I'd just pull this one together. So I have my bag here in front of me, trying not to think of the end of the holidays, because I've been off for the last week and it's been marvellous. So anyway, on with the show. So I have a rucksack which I take to work. It's a Wenger W-E-N-G-E-R. Quite a big hefty thing. I'm not very good at I tend to collect things. Is that the way to explain it? Yeah, I'm not one of these people who are ultra tidy and only have the essentials, what's required. I just collect things and I think, well, you know, it might be handy sometime, and then I'm not getting rid of it. I like having lots of compartments in my bag. I'm actually I don't know whether I may include some pictures. I'll see how this goes. So I'll start at the front of the bag and work towards the back. The first, I've got a wee zip pocket at the front, which there, that's open. And in here, I have, what's this? I won't even remember what half the stuff is. You can hear that. So that is Mixed Pollen 13C. I've mentioned this before. I suffer from hay fever. This shouldn't work, should make no difference, because it's diluted to such a low level. I didn't actually realise that when I got these mixed pollen things. That's the name for this. There's this sort of thing where it's anyway, the point is it basically cured my hay fever, which I guess must have been all in my mind. But for all those years, I had hay fever until I took this, and I think I was actually quite sceptical when I got it, and it's just cured it. I've tried all sorts of things. I've tried wax stuff that you stuck under your nose, high-tech stuff that like it uses charged particles or something like that, and they all work to some minimal degree, and I've even tried Cetirizine and all this sort of stuff as well, but this has virtually cured my hay fever. So if you really suffer from hay fever, you could always give it a go. Anyway, enough of nonsense about that. What else have I got in here? A set of headphones for my phone, which I sometimes listen to at lunchtimes. Nothing particularly special there. What else have we got? What's this? Oh yes, hand warmers. I think my brother gave me these WEDZE WEDS hand warmers. You know, you break the seal, and when the air gets to them, they start heating up, and it lasts for how many hours? At 20 degrees for, oh, I don't know, hours, 6 hours. It's actually too much, really. I mean, when am I going to need? I think this is for people who are up mountainsides, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and I'm guessing in these situations where you're almost struggling with frostbite and all that, these will be lifesavers. But in my bag, going to work, I suppose I could get stuck in a snowdrift or something in the car. So, anyway, put these away. That's the first compartment. The next compartment has got a zip as well, and it's further split. So I've got my company pass. I've got a wee pouchy thing, a wee leather pouch thing, which you can put coins in. I used to keep coins in that. It's to protect your pocket so you don't put holes in your pockets. It's completely empty. I never carry any change now. I tend to use my phone for paying for things. And in fact, my pockets are more likely to be damaged by carrying my phone. I always vowed I would never get a smartphone because they're so big and bulky, and that many people said, "Oh, how can you survive without a smartphone?" Very easily. But now that I've got my smartphone, I do quite like it, I must admit. So, yeah. There we go. So, I've got a set of clips which are attached to, it's actually a bookmark. These clips, you can get a tin of them. I've got the tin here. Called Essentials, All Your Stationery Needs. They're like, is it bulldog clips, is that what you call them? I'm not sure, but fold back clips are called, from 19 millimetres assorted. So I got a tin of these years ago, and it's so handy because basically you can get a collection of paperwork, because I can have various amounts of paperwork, and if you staple it and then you go, "Oh heck, I want that sheet that's third from the front, I want it at the front because I'm looking at that just now, or I need to take that sheet out, or I've got too much in it," you know, you get to split the staple with this. You just clip it on and you can split the pack, split the pile of paperwork up, put it back together again, reuse it over and over and over again. I just think these things are fantastic, and I wish I'd found them much, much earlier in my career. Bulldog clips, I don't know. Anyway, I've got a New Lanark Village Store rubber. I think I got that from the eraser, just in case for our American listeners, not to be confused with something else. The New Lanark Village Store, yeah, it was Lifeboat Association were on holiday, and you could buy an eraser, and it would some of the proceeds would go to the Lifeboat Association. So the Lifeboat Association, it's run by volunteers in the UK. I don't know very much about it. Run by volunteers, it's purely paid for by donations and whatnot. And basically, if mariners get in trouble in sea, then these volunteers that are stationed around the UK will dash into action and save lives. Yeah, it's just amazing. Something that should be paid for. I would argue from government, but yeah, it's amazing they can do what they can do. A clip, plastic clip you put on bags to seal them. Which I've got a few of these actually, two. I guess that's for when I take things to work, maybe some food or whatever, and I can just seal it. A rubber band, you know why that's there. Told you, collect things. Do not eat, throw away. Desiccant silica gel, do not eat. This is probably the pouch that came with the bag when it was purchased, who knows how many years ago. Told you, I never throw things out. What else? What's this? Piece of paper. And I've got a single squishy ear defender thing. So you rotate it in your fingers till the diameter gets reduced, and then stick it in your ear hole basically. And it's to deaden the noise, you know, to protect your hearing if there's machinery operating nearby or whatever. I occasionally have to do that, so occasionally use that. Well, I've got one. Oh no, I've got two. There you go. I mean, there's they're readily available. The company provides them, so yeah, I'll just put that lot back. There's also various pouches and stuff and whatnot in this front compartment. So in the pouches, I've got 0.7 HB pencil lead from Steen. Steen, S-T-E-I-N. I get the feeling that's not as good as some of the lids I've had in the past that were more flexible, and they can put various additives in pencil lead to improve the quality. It's okay, this one, but I think I've had maybe better ones. I'm not sure if that's the best I've had or not. I've got a Bic pen, the ones that teachers always have, because it's got a red, you can select various inks. So I've got red, blue, green, black. Red, blue, green, black. Yeah, four colours. That's it. I also have my favourite writing implement, which is a Pentel P207 propelling pencil. I absolutely love this propelling pencil. It's sturdy. It's got a really fine metal nib in it, so you can run it against a pencil. It's obviously meant for a draftsman or whatever. It's a lot of thought been put into it. Basically, it's got a bit at the bottom to grip, and flats all around it, so it doesn't roll all over the place. It's got a clip to clip in your pocket, and the top you take off, and there's a rubber. So, but it's just very. It's a stereotypical engineer's pencil. You know, it's and they're not that expensive. I was speaking to a colleague about this pencil, and he showed me one that he was given, and he was a draftsman, and when he joined the company, and to let you know, he's just recently retired, when he joined the company, he was, you know, once you become a fully fledged draftsman, you got one of these propelling pencils, and he's a big fan of them as well, and his one looks identical to this one, absolutely identical, and this one's much newer. I've had it a few years now, but I certainly was not given it when I joined the company because I'm not a draftsman, but it was through his recommendation. So yeah, if you're looking for a good propelling pencil, I actually think they almost sell these at a loss, to tell you the truth. It feels such good quality. And by the way, I've got no affiliations to Pentel. I think it's Pentel. I'll put a picture in so you can see the thing, or a link or whatever. So yes, what else have I got? I've got a Edding 780 paint marker pen. Not sure why I've got that. Is it black? Yeah, it's black. So it's for marking things. I've also got a white one. Because it's paint, there's a ball inside it, and when you shake it, one of these sort of things. But it is a pen. I got given as a birthday present, it's something I was vaguely interested in. That's a, was it a Southord C8? I could do a better glasses. 8. You know what? Excuse me, folks, for all the noises here. I'm going to go and swap my glasses here so I can see more accurately what's going on. That's it. Sorry for all the noises. That's better. Right. Yeah. Southord C801. And by the way, just to confirm that pencil was a Pentel P207. Yeah. Now that I've got my other glasses on. Yeah. During the pandemic, I got a new prescription of glasses, and I don't always wear them, so because they're more for really close-up work, and with my other pair, do for everything sort of thing. Anyway, that's that. So yeah, I've got a Southord C801. It's a lock picking set. It's a basic thing. It's more for fun, really. I don't seriously go picking locks or anything like that. But and I have been able to pick the odd lock. You know, it has actually been handy at times at work where people couldn't find a key to something that they wanted access to, which not to do anything nefarious, I understand, but you know, they wanted legitimate access to it. But the most recent, I think, was a combination lock, and generally it was a combination lock that had a padlock to a piece of equipment to a bench, and the person had retired, but they needed to remove the piece of equipment. Of course, generally speaking, these combination locks are absolutely rubbish and are quite easy to pick. So, not with any tools either. You just, there's a technique to it. It didn't take me long at all to find the combination and remove the item. Okay, I'm back. I had to pause that to get called for my tea. So where was I? So that was the first compartment completed. Oh no, it's not actually in that first zip compartment. There's another zip as well in there. It's full of compartments. This bag, and I've got my parking pass. I note something about Python 2.7. URL lib.request print Python 3.4. That, I think that was something to do with trying to get my PyFace command and display unit to scrape the number of episodes in the queue from the HPR site and display it on a display. That's in one of my previous episodes. Some stickers, coloured red spots. I don't know why I've got those. Actually, those are handy for putting on them. We've got these kind of flip switches. Again, I don't know if I've got how many pictures I'm going to take and stuff, but we've got these kind of funny flip light switches, and sometimes there's like two together and you don't know which one operates which light. So I can put a red spot on it so you can tell whether it's been left on or not, because it could be an external light. Yeah, in fact, I did that for external lights, so I know if somebody's left the light on, sort of thing. So it's quite handy. One of the outside lights. Yeah, various bits of paperwork here. So that's that. I'll just put that back in there and close that inner zip. Close the first compartment. And there's a second compartment which I guess it's for people who just want to lug a tablet in here, or it's maybe a bit open for that, or maybe a brolly or something. In fact, I have got a brolly. Would you believe one of these a Morgan fold up brolly? So save me when I have to go out to outside and getting soaked and whatnot. So that's a kind of handy thing to keep with you. And I also have a pair of. I got these at. It was like an air show at. Oh, where was it? It's near where the market is and. It's a market. Where is it now? Hey, it was an air show, and they were doing ex-military equipment, and it's fold-up ear defenders, military green ear defenders, and they're just handy because they fold them to a very small size, and I think I got them for a bit of fun. It was quite cheap, and they're not really how good they really are. They're quite old. But actual fact, sometimes if I'm trying to concentrate in the office, I'm quite easily distracted with noises, so I find that quite handy now that I'm back in office more often these days. So that's that. Then behind that sort of space, there's another zip area, and this is where I've got a whole load of old geek, a Scottish word, geek. Anyway, it's what's in here? It's really, I should ditch this, all this. It's absolute stuff I carry about me back and forward from here to work, and I really shouldn't because it's just pointless. What have we all got? Cool. Let's just see. Unite Works. It's a union magazine thing that from 2019. Oh dear, I should really definitely chuck that away. This was an article. I've got a photocopy of an article from New Scientist in 2006. How pertinent. The bird flu threat. How to protect yourself and your family. Be prepared in advance. Consider strains become indispensable. Stock up emergency supplies. Get rich quick. If a flu pandemic starts, wash your hands often. And these are just the headlines. Avoid people if you can. That's kind of obvious, isn't it? Don't flee the city. The high risk strategy, and so on. Yeah, there's a couple of pages to that. I remember it caught my attention. Well, there's more to it. There's a second page. It caught my attention when I read the article. I thought, oh, I'm going to keep that. Could be handy should a pandemic happen. They were saying back in 2006, you know, it's not if, it's when this will definitely happen. And of course, they were proven right. So yeah, there's that. What else have I got? Various bits of paperwork. I really should clear all this stuff out. How appropriate. Coronavirus COVID-19 designated worker, blah blah blah. That was allowing me to sort of continue working over during the COVID outbreak sort of thing. Not that I really did when I mainly worked from home. More COVID stuff. My God, it's about like historic documents in the future. What else have I got? This is going to be very useful. There's very much interest here. I've got a sketch of a timber post. I was thinking about getting an electric car, and trying to get in the company that. So the garage said, okay, we use it, this company, to put in the charging point, and we contacted them, and I wanted the charge point in the middle of my driveway, not at the end, because it would have to cross over the footpath, and on top of that it would mean having to rearrange cars and stuff and make things awkward. And when I suggested that to the company, they said, oh well, you need to build your own post to attach the charging point, even though I had a secure solid fence fitted that wasn't suitable to meet the regulations, and I had to hire a tractor and dig a trench in my front garden and all sorts of stuff. And I thought, oh, you know what, that's just too complicated. If you're not going to arrange it all for me, I'm not interested. I just gave up. So that's what happened there. What else have I got? I've got a document called Disk Tidy. It's got various command line things talking about here. I can't even remember this. I'm not sure how interesting this bit's going to be to people listening. I'm going to have to cut this bit out. What else? Oh, what's this? These are old documents, but I must have printed it from somewhere. It's from UN Population Division. I must have been interested at that at the time. Population and consumption. Global population, 1804 was 1 million. In 1950, it was 2.5 billion. In 2015, it was 7.3 billion. And they were estimating that by 2050, the global population would be 9.8 billion. Birth rates, 1.44 in Germany, 1.8 in the UK, 7.6 in Nigeria. And Nigeria. Global emissions, richest 10... Global emissions, so the richest 10%, which would include the UK, I would imagine, produced 50% of all emissions. Poorest 50% only produce 10% of emissions. That's quite staggering, isn't it? Natural resources, richest 17% consumes 80% of resources. By 2025, there'll be 1.8 billion people living in areas of absolute water scarcity. These figures are about to date, and I would imagine they've all got worse. 48 football fields of forest is lost every minute. Wow. Yes, these are the things I was looking at, thinking about at the time. I don't have much time to think about these sort of things anymore. Oh, here's a cracking illustration in the UK. So they said that there was 3,250, there's a number of staff working in DWP investigating benefit fraud of 1.25 billion. So DWP, that's the unemployed people, so basically fiddling the government out of benefits and whatnot. So that was... The government at the time, when was this? I don't know what year it was. A few years back anyway. The government at the time had 3,250 staff to claw back 1.2 billion. And that sounds a lot, doesn't it? But they had 300 members of staff at HMRC, Her Majesty's Royal... Was it HMRC? HMRC staff investigating tax evasion of 70 billion plus. So they have 300 staff where they could claw back 70 billion, but they have 3,250 where they could only claw back 1.2. And I'm sure things have got even worse since then. Say no more. Madness of... the madness we're having. There's too many of these. I used to be interested in all this kind of stuff, but I don't really have the time anymore. I'm not going to bore you with all this stuff. Peak oil, look at that. Things I used to be interested in when I had more time on my hands. I've got the a breadboard layout for my my Raspberry Pi add-on board I used to on my upstairs Pi. Yeah. What else? What else have I got? I think this is going to be too boring to go through all this. I think really it's just various bits of paperwork I've kept over the years that I should really ditch. So in fact, it'd be a good New Year's resolution, wouldn't it, just to ditch a lot of this. But I'll do that maybe after I finish this podcast. I'll just stick that back in here just now, temporarily. I'm sure I'll get rid of it. God, how did I get into all that? I'll be falling asleep when you listen to this. Right, next compartment, kind of last compartment, which is the main area, and I mainly carry a bottled water and sandwiches and whatnot, things to get me through the day. Sometimes they've got a canteen, but I don't very often go to that. A roll of masking tape, Neutrogena hand cream. That's very handy because the office can get very dry and my hands can get quite cracked and whatnot with a dry, low humidity sort of thing. So yeah, I would recommend this if you suffer from dry hands. Neutrogena Norwegian formula hand cream. What else have I got? And then in this last bit of the bag, there are two further pieces that I've got a Velcro strap over the top. And the back piece is actually got a padded bit, which I think is for fitting a laptop in. But anyway, the one before that, I've got a stapler in here. That's always handy, although not as handy as it used to be, because I use these clip things, a magnifying glass, because my eyesight isn't what it used to be. A pencil case with, what's it got in it? Not very much, really. Very little in it. I should probably chuck that, really. Anything else? Oh my goodness. Caramel Wacko chocolate bar, chocolate biscuit, which was probably for my, was going to have after my meal, my lunch, and forgot it was there. How appropriate. So, here we go, put my magnifying glass back. Yeah, so I think that's about it. There is actually two side pockets, but there's elastic that can hold things, but there's nothing in those. So let's close that up. So I think that's really about it. But yeah, I mean, anybody can do one of these. Oh, excuse me, I cut my headphones here. Anybody can do one of these shows. We all carry stuff about with us. It could be what, you know, stuff you carry in your pocket or in your car or anything. You know, it's a good starters show. You know, what do I keep in my bag or my toolkit or how to get into all this sort of stuff? That's another one you can do. But we're always looking for shows, and if everyone gave a show, we'd have more than we'd know what to do with. But I think that's about it, and just need to be getting prepared for Christmas tomorrow. So I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I'm conscious this will I don't know when I'll actually post this. It'll probably be in the new year sometime, so never mind, but there you go. Okay, that's all I have for today, I think. Finally, if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr@googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.